Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and this is a special edition of the Black Hand Podcast. Coming live and right from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody's having a good weekend so far. Here in Kansas City, it's about 2 degrees, maybe a little colder than that, minus. And we've been dealing with this for a week now, so it'll probably won't be until Wednesday after we get out of it, if it happens then. But either way, it's winter, so we can expect that. Well, you're probably wondering, what the hell am I doing on here on a Saturday night? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one reason. And that reason comes around every year, and it's so lovey-dovey and stuff like that. Men tend to forget, women tend to be mad because you forget, and some people just don't accept it at all. And that is Valentine's Day. Ah, yes. Hearts and flowers, candy, chocolate covered. I love you, you love me. Kids in school giving out, Valentine's Day cards, asking if you'll be my Valentine. Real lovey-dovey stuff. And if you're into that type of thing, then tomorrow's just your day. But if for those that rather not think about Valentine's Day or anything else that has anything to do with love, it's the worst day ever. Because not only do you have to suffer the entire day with somebody, saying Happy Valentine's Day to their loved ones, if you don't want to have a loved one of your own, it's just another day. And you tend to hate the people that do celebrate Valentine's Day. I was one of those people once. Many, many, many moons ago, I was a loner. I was wearing black all the time, like a really bad Blade version. Didn't think about love very much. Didn't think about pretty much anything about love, to tell you the truth. Because I figured that all the women were being taken by guys that were muscle bound, talk to them like crazy, or smoke a lot of weed. I don't do any of those. I'm a very overweight guy. And I don't smoke. And I don't talk like I just came out of third grade. So therefore, I didn't have a girlfriend for a while. I had them off and on, but, I was really, sensitive, if you can say that. But lo and behold, the love of my life came. I got married to her, and I've been happy ever since. Now, for some people, especially young people, Valentine's Day is the day that they tell their loved ones or their significant other that, they mean the world to them, and they, thank God every day for them. But the thing about it is, though, with Valentine's Day, you shouldn't wait till Valentine's Day to actually tell your significant other that. You should tell her that every day, if you could, because you are lucky. Because out of all the guys she probably ran into, all the guys she probably ran into, quote unquote, she chose you. And, you should be lucky. If you don't feel lucky, then you shouldn't have been with her. And vice versa. Now, in the modern era, love is kind of like a four-letter word now. And to say it to somebody that's in their 20s and teens or 20s, it's pretty much like cussing them out. You're allowed to get cussed out for somebody saying that you love somebody now. Because people are so damn scared of it, it's pathetic. And, some people have a right to be that way, and then some are just like, well, I don't love people. I just don't love them, I'm like, okay. And also, there are some things about the whole relationship thing that I don't get now. I guess I'm old. I don't know what it is. But there's more sex partners than there are boyfriend and girlfriends these days. You got one that you go to just to have sex, and that's it. There's no relationship, there's no going out, there's no nothing. Just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, thank you, sir. And if you can't get with a person that you really want to get with, then you go back to that person to take it out on them. Sexual-wise, that is. And I never understood that requirement. I, like I said, I guess I'm old. I'm just, I'm a nerd. So I'm like, oh, why the hell y'all guys do that for? But the modern era, people tend to try to stay away from the whole L word. And they do it by means of, you know, distracting or talking about something else or stop talking to people, the whole nine yards. And it's very, very frightening if you think about it. Yeah, there are some people out there that are in relationships that really should not be dating each other at all, period. Especially if the guy's, like, whooping a girl's ass or the girl's, you know, claiming that the guy's just cheating on her every 5 minutes. And, you know, it's just, you know, it starts off as toxic and it gets worse with the coming years. I've seen a lot of relationships go up in flames, and I've seen some that flourished. I've seen some that the guy shouldn't even say hello to the girl. And I've seen some that the girl just jumps all over the guy because he looks so good naked or something. It's really stupid. But guaranteed love is something that everybody's scared of when they first see it. And they don't know how to process it because they never had that kind of feeling. Now, for me, the first time people fall in love all the time, but for me, it's kind of a personal thing. When I, I'll put it with my wife. When I met her, you know, I was 20 minutes late to our first date. And I didn't mean to, but I was nervous. Before her, I didn't date for like 3 years. I didn't, you know, I had a daughter between that too, but that's another story. But we met and we talked and got to know each other and everything. And, you know, and here we are 14 years later and, you know, we're together. And, I don't just marry anybody. You know, I'm just very, not to say choosy, but, you know, she did everything that, you know, was asked. And she loves me for me, not because I'm dressed well or look well or like Denzel Washington, clothes or naked or anything like that. So I was like, yeah, okay, this is it. This is the one for me, you know, because she loves me for me. So, you know, and there's a lot of requirements from these people now. You gotta have a job, you gotta have a car, you gotta have a, you know, good income, and, you know, your car's gotta be laid out, and you gotta be talking to nobody else, including your family, and all that type of shit. It's like, okay, then we really do not need to be talking to each other. And then guys, wow. They get with the girl, they do whatever with the girl, they get tired of the girl, and they break up with her. So the girl goes out and try to find somebody else to, you know, to be dating with, but the ex guy is mad because he's doing it. So that part I really do not understand. You mad at the damn girl for dating somebody, but you don't want to dump her, but you don't want her talking to nobody else though. You can't have it both ways, ladies and gentlemen. You can't, especially guys. Y'all got that bad. You're coming to bed, you can't be talking to nobody, but we ain't dating no each other. Okay, so won't you go on your side of house and go on your side of the street, and I'll stay over here. Let your girl, your ex-girl, talk to whoever the hell she wants to, because she's a woman, and you are the ex-boyfriend. But some of y'all take that breakup stuff really damn hard. Oh my God. And y'all start stalking and, you know, calling her house every 15 minutes. No, you don't. No, you do not. You didn't start loving me until after you seen this guy come up in this damn BMW. He's like, you ain't got nothing. It's like, okay, just let it go, bro. Just let it go. But Valentine's Day brings that all out. There are people right now that rather just sleep the entire Valentine's Day and then forget about it. There are some that think Valentine's Day is the worst holiday ever. There are some that think that love is crazy and it's stupid. But that's also because they don't have anybody. See, God gave us all emotions. Emotions are ranged from happiness to, I'm gonna fuck you up. Okay? And it just goes from that way, depending on the person. Now, on days like Valentine's Day, if you do not have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you don't even have a sex partner, you are going to be bitter as shit. You're going to hate everything that even comes with the damn holiday. You will hate everybody that's, you know, lovey-dovey and hugging on each other and stuff like that, you'll just think that's the worst damn thing ever. Because yourself do not have anybody. That's a very lonely feeling, okay? I've been in every band's shoes. I've been by myself. I've been with a lot of people. And now I'm married. So, see, I don't have to have that problem. See, I got the woman I love, okay? And every day is Valentine's Day to me. You know, she knows that. But to people who don't have anybody, you try to put on this damn facade that, you know, you're a strong person, you're a strong man, strong woman, you know, you're taking care of yourself and you're independent, all that bullshit. In all actuality, you go home and the only person that you have to talk to, if anybody, is probably a pet. Some cat, a dog, you name it, your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, stuff like that. But the thing is that Valentine's Day is nothing to hate. It's a holiday of love. People that are in love celebrate it. It's not meant for people that are bitter about the holiday. It's not about people that think the holiday is stupid. That's why you don't like a Valentine's Day. Now, me and my wife have an understanding. My wife is working tomorrow. And, of course, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Now, we've already discussed it, and she says that you don't have to buy me anything for Valentine's Day, and, you know, I know I love you and everything else. And we had that understanding, okay? But me, being the person that I am, I probably will still get her something, because I'm just that type of guy, okay? I'm happy to have a wife to give stuff to, and vice versa. So, we had that understanding, which is why we're married. Now, if you are with a girl, you've been with her longer than a year, and you've been sleeping with her, you've been talking to her, been driving with her, doing every damn thing with this girl, okay? Sorry to tell you this, but you're in love. And you may not even know it. You'd probably be like, no, what the hell's going on here? You're in love. Sorry. And then you start comparing every woman that you run into to the girl that you're in love with. Or to every guy that you, you know, compare them to the boy you, the man you fell in love with. And that's when you know that, you know, you found the guy that you're supposed to be with. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? There are some Icantinas out here, okay, that think, quote-unquote, that they're in love. That think that, you know, he loved me and I love him, we down for each other and everything else, and yeah, whatever, okay? This is not Love Jones, okay? This ain't Baby Boy and all that bullshit, okay? So, if you get with a guy and he first is, you know, whining you and dining you and taking you to the movies, you know, taking you to clubs and dancing around with you and everything, well, he could be falling in love with you. Then again, he could be just trying to score or trying to get his fuck on or something like that. But then you get with the guy and then he starts turning, oh, I don't know, INS-ish. INS means ignorant nigga shit. So he start acting stupid, you know, getting mad at you because your best friend, who happens to be a guy, is still talking to you, getting territorial, start telling you stay in the house, don't ever talk to nobody, and everything like that. That's when you start might want to have the bills going off, because he's not looking at you as a girlfriend or a wife or anything like that. He's looking at you as property, and the property should not be talking to other people's property. So then your boyfriend decides that, you know, since you ain't listening to him in a verbal sense, he puts his hands on you. And he tells you he's not going to do it again. And he does it again. And again, and again, and again. That's when it becomes abusive. So then people start noticing you got markings and everything else like that. And they tell you, girl, you need to leave him alone. No, I love to him. No, that is not love. That is, and actually in some cases, slavery. Because he's whooping your ass for doing, you know, some of the most smallest damn things that he make up and to whoop your ass, okay? That is not love to me. That's not love to anybody. And any man that puts his hand on a woman, especially on Valentine's Day, he's not a man to me. He's a bitch. Guaranteed 100 gray-haired biatch, okay? Because you can't fight a dude out in the street, you can pull a gun on him, but you're going to get mad at your girl or your wife because she didn't make you a T-bone steak for dinner. And you ain't got none. So, that's a false, you know, negative right there. Okay? That's not love to me. So when he comes up to you, especially if he done all that shit, and on the one day of the loving thing, he comes up to you, give you flowers. Girl, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you like that, but you just do what I tell you. He's not in love with you. He's looking at you as, like he looks at his car. You're his property. So you need to 86 his stupid ass and go on to somebody else. That's Robert's advice for tonight. But for those that are doing the Valentine's Day thing, you know, taking your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever, out to dinner and, you know, taking her Sizzler or taking her Red Lobster and all that type of stuff and trying to butter her up and everything and stuff like that, you shouldn't have to wait until Valentine's Day to do all that. I mean, yeah, it's the only time of year that you can show your love and affection without looking like a, you know, looking like you kind of soft or something, but who gives a damn? If you're in love, who gives a shit? Really? So, but yeah, you don't have to wait until Valentine's Day to do that. You can do it on a Tuesday. Yo, walk up to your, go to your wife's job with a bunch of damn roses. Oh my God, he loves me. Yes, he does. Because he came up here with roses on a Tuesday. Yeah. So, you don't have to wait until Valentine's Day to do that. But to the bitter people that hate Valentine's Day and everything it stands for, I can totally understand why you say that. Because you're by yourself. And I'm not making fun of you. I'm not telling you, you know, you're a lonely bastard or whatever. But after a while, you start getting bitter. And, you know, any type of affection toward you, you take it and throw it out the window. And you just say, no, nah, I want that shit. I don't need it there, whatever. And you've been, because you've been without it so damn long that when it does show up, you're like fighting left and right. You think you fucking Ali or something. You know, you just ducking and diving. Float like a butterfly and all that type of shit. Men are like that too. Men, oh my God, men. Man. I've been a man for 45 years, or half of that. And I've seen men go from, you know, being completely whipped to completely stalker. And it's scary, okay? I've seen guys be like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do with her, man. I love her, though. With you. She's my motherfucking nurse. Yet you can still sleep with her, though. Huh, okay. And then when you do something stupid and the girl dumps you, you not trying to take that. So what are you gonna do? Start hiding in bushes, start hiding in trees, start, you know, asking people they want. And this friend of mine will know what I'm talking about. Like talking about you wanna talk to him for a minute. And stuff like that. So it becomes really scary. And the girl doesn't want anything to do with you anymore, but you are not trying to hear that. So therefore you end up doing the stalking thing. Then there's restraining orders and everything else. See, there's a good side and there's a bad side to Valentine's Day. There's a good side and bad side to relationships, period. And that is the biggest damn, biggest problem there is. Stalking the person that you hate, but you love, but you hate them anyway. And women, and in some cases, it can be really bad on both sides. A woman, on her hand, wow, they will do everything from keying your car to putting a sticker bar down your gas tank, calling the girl you messing around with that she didn't know about that she knows now, and calling her a bitch every 15 minutes. You bitch, you bitch, you bitch, you bitch. You know, telling her that you're pregnant and you're not really pregnant, or you got pregnant by somebody else and it says she is. And it's a really fatal attraction shit of your boy and rabbits on stoves and stuff like that. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day is whatever it is to the person that's celebrating it. If you don't celebrate it, that's fine. But if you have somebody that you are around 24/7, 365 years and buku years and everything, you damn right you better show her how much you love her or him. Because they don't get it very often. Yeah, you might, you know, they might come home from work and be like, oh, baby, you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. Or, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. You know, stuff like that. But you don't have to wait until Valentine's Day to do all that. You know, you could do it on, like I said, on a Monday, even though Monday is the worst day to do anything. But it's just the fact that, you know, love is love, okay? Whether you fight it, whether you, you know, give in to it, whether it's a bad one or a good one. Whether you fall in love with Prince Charming, or you fall in love with Michael Myers. It can go either way. Okay? 1 minute you're going to be thinking, oh, guys, this guy's so great. Oh, my God. And the next thing you know, he's trying to throw you off a river. Yeah, off a bridge. Like I said, guys are crazy. And, you know, it's just, I guess it just depends on the person, you know? I've been dumped. I've been cheated on. I've been lied on and cheated on. And so on and so forth. So, see, for me, marriage is not a jail sentence to me. Actually, I feel more freer now than I did when I was actually single. We can believe that. Because I know if I do something wrong, especially to the person I'm with, it will hurt her. So I'm not trying to do that shit. If I do something good, I automatically come home and tell my wife, hey, honey, look what I did today. It's almost like a kid coming home from kindergarten or something. And you can make fun of me. You can say I'm whipped. You can say, oh my gosh, he's gotten trained like some bitch. Black women love saying that. But no, it's none of that stuff. You see, I'm in love. Okay? Fell in love with somebody. This is what love people do. You ain't trying to do something to hurt your damn life, and she ain't trying to do nothing to hurt you. So, that's what that is. Now, all this, I mean, don't get me wrong, okay? Young people fall in love just like anybody else, okay? But there is just something about that that's really, really irks me. You fall in love with this guy or this girl, okay? You call her boo, you call her babe, and all that type of crap, and call her about, you know, the ribs and stuff like that. I'm sitting up here like, okay, yeah, that's going to last about 5 or 10 minutes. Because one of you is going to be pissed off about something, and you're going to be arguing every single day for no damn reason. She's going to be accusing you, or you're going to be accusing her for something that happens every day. And next thing you know, you hate each other's guts. And you'd be wondering, how the hell we fall in love? How the hell we didn't start talking to you for? Maybe he's good in bed. Maybe she's good in bed. Maybe you're both good in bed together. Who knows? Maybe that's the only thing that kept you together. But either way, it just kind of, I guess it just really irks me. Especially if you're a celebrity. Them damn people go through each other like a damn bucket of water. Okay? 1 minute you're engaged, next minute you're not. Next minute you have a baby, next minute you're getting divorced. You just don't know. There's no love in Hollywood. None. Don't give a damn how long you've been together. Well, we've been together for 30 years. That can end in 15 seconds. If they even have a hint of what's going on. Celebrity got some columns and everything. Oh, God. That's why every 5 minutes somebody's getting divorced in Hollywood. Because they can't stay together. Because they got too much between each other. So, a regular couple, younger couple, if you day over time, like, well, I feel like loving him. Oh my God, I love him. Oh my God. Shoot me. Okay? Because I don't know what the hell he did to make you fall in love with him besides sleeping with him or whatever. But if he did, and you're of age and you're my daughter or son, somebody's gonna get their ass whooped. Won't be the daughter, maybe I'll yell at her or whatever, but I would definitely find a dude. I'll be like, oh yeah, I got to find him. Because she's got to die now. So, just think that tomorrow, when you are getting flowers or getting hard candies and everything else for your significant other, just remember that you don't have to do that only on Valentine's Day. Seriously. You can make it every day just by doing something that they don't expect you to do. You know? You'd be like, oh my God, you had to do that. Oh, yes, I do. I love you. Whatever. But I just hope that everybody has somebody that they would love to do that for, and not just this fake bullshit. I've like I said, young people got that bad. They come up there and be like, "And I love you, and I love you," and they get tattoos on their faces and arms, talk about their name, and next thing you know, you both are going opposite directions, and you got this damn tattoo to remind you that you really fucked up. Okay, that would never happen with me. Ever. So, before you guys, you know, young people especially, before you guys just jump into a relationship without knowing what the person is and who he is and whatever, or, you know, you sleep with him before you even know what the hell their name is and everything else, you got to just, you know, take your time because you don't want to get a reputation of being a person that just sleeps with people and then walk off. That's when you become a whore or gigolo. And if you got this hardened thing about, well, I ain't gonna fall in love with nobody, you are going to be alone by yourself for a very long fucking time. And that's also bullshit. You can't be telling, I'm gonna turn my feelings off. What are you, fucking Vulcan or something? Are you Spock? Okay? Upper putting, you know, taking a V-stain, live long and prosper or whatever? Is that it? Because I don't like that shit either. It's like, well, no, man, I ain't gonna... Like, when somebody younger, especially, dies, and all these dudes are like, man, I ain't gonna cry, man. I ain't gonna more cry. Man, shut up, okay? You got a damn heart, you got a soul, and you got feelings. If you won't cry, then damn it, do it. Because if you don't, you're going to go out and do something even equally stupid to the one that your friend over here just died of. Which will get you thrown in jail. Which will get you thrown in prison. You know? Think before you do dumb shit. So, especially when you are starting to date, make sure the girl is actually interested in you in the first place. If she's not, then leave her the fuck alone. If the guy looks like he can whoop your ass for nothing, leave him the fuck alone. Gawk away. Don't fall in love with him because he looks like he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Which means that this dude can look like a nice looking sheep. Have washboard abs and bad, you know, that type of stuff. But you get him back and you start dating him, and then he starts taking the wool off. And then you start turning into a wolf. He starts telling you can't talk to your friends, you can't talk to your other friends, and all that type of bullshit. Leave them the hell alone. Just because they're fine does not mean they're fine. Okay? Just because a girl got an ass does not mean that she could not turn into an ass. So in other words, if you don't believe in any of that type of stuff and you're not, you know, just want to hit wham bam thinking man, then Valentine's Day is not for you at all, period. But if you are genuinely in love with a person, you're with this person for a long time, you argue but you make up, you know, you have kids, you got grandkids, you're both in an old folks home walking with walkers that says hers and his and everything else like that, then Valentine's Day is for you. It's not for this fake love bullshit. One minute you fall in love, next minute, oh, okay, I hate her goods. She had nice sex, though. Then Valentine's Day is not for you. If you sit around the house and hate people because they're actually in love with each other, Valentine's Day is not for you. If you aren't stalking somebody and they do not want to talk to you, Valentine's Day is not for you, okay? Just get it out there. But if you are genuinely in love like I am, and, you know, love getting up in the morning, seeing my wife, and going to bed with my wife, and, you know, doing things together, and not getting tired of her and stuff like that, then Valentine's Day is for you, you know? But you don't have to make the Valentine's Day to let them know that. That's all I'm saying. So, you can fall in love with a club, and, you know, you can, you know, fall in love with a stripper, whatever the hell you want to do. But that's going to last about 5 or 10 minutes because there's going to be another person coming around with a bigger ass than the one that you're messing with. And then ladies, just because he looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger on top, he might look like Minnie Mouse down below, if you understand what I'm saying. So, in other words, please enjoy Valentine's Day tomorrow if you want to, or hate Valentine's Day if you want to. It's a little bit for everybody. I myself am going to love Valentine's Day because I love my wife. I don't know about you, but if you are in a relationship that you know is going to last longer than 15 minutes, then yeah, please enjoy Valentine's Day. But if you are a bitter bastard that has nothing else better to do than hate me or somebody else because we do have somebody to celebrate Valentine's Day with, then you need to go back to your house with your 15 cats and your 15 dogs and stay there. And leave us people that are love alone. So we don't need to be hearing your bullshit. We got enough. But that's all that you can do on Valentine's Day. Love the person you're with. If you don't love them, then get rid of them. Easy as that. There's so many damn ways you can do that. You can divorce, you can separate, get a marriage annulled, whatever. Okay? As long as you don't kill each other, you're good. So, enjoy tomorrow. Because, hey, you never know. Next year, this time, the person that's making a bitter bitch about things might be in love themselves. And that is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto Ford, the special Black Hand Podcast. Please join me on next week when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I'm going to see you guys down the road. Remember, lovers only celebrate Valentine's Day. Doesn't matter who you're in love with or what sex they are. But if you're not and you don't like it, then shut the hell up and let the rest of us enjoy it. God bless you. Have a nice night. Peace.